Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. What a privilege it is to be able to pray for you every day. I just thank you. Thank you so much for valuing, and I've said this many times before, but it bears repeating, just valuing Jesus enough to want to spend time with him. And what a fun community that we can do that together. We have jumped over to Acts chapter 26 now, and we're making our way through, and we're in the New International Reader's Version, the NIRV, and verses 1 through 11, here's what it says. So Agrippa said to Paul, "You may now present your case." So Paul motioned with his hands, then he began to present his case. "King Agrippa," he said, "I am happy to be able to stand here today. I will answer all the charges brought against me by the Jews. I am very pleased that you are familiar with Jewish ways. You know the kinds of things they argue about, so I beg you to be patient as you listen to me. The Jewish people all know how I have lived ever since I was a child. They know all about me from the beginning of my life. They know how I lived in my own country and in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time. So if they wanted to, they could tell you how I have lived. I have lived by the rules of the Pharisees. Those rules are harder to obey than those of any other Jewish group. Today, I am on trial because of the hope I have. I believe in what God promised our people of long ago. It is the promise that our 12 tribes are hoping to see come true. Because of this hope, they serve God with faithful and honest hearts day and night. King Agrippa, it is also because of this hope that these Jews are bringing charges against me. Why should any of you think it is impossible for God to raise the dead? I believed that I should oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth, so I did everything I could to oppose his name. That's just what I was doing in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the Lord's people in prison. I agreed that they should die. I often went from one synagogue to another to have them punished. I tried to force them to speak evil things against Jesus. All I wanted to do was hurt them. I even went looking for them in cities of other lands." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, Paul is setting up his testimony here, or he's saying his testimony, actually. He's talking about the things that he used to do prior to meeting you on the road to Damascus. And Lord, he said that all he wanted to do, like his sole focus in life, was to hurt people. And Lord, I know as we look back on our own lives and we see our lives before we met you, some of us just spent our times hurting other people. And maybe we didn't even know that we were doing it, or maybe we meant to, or maybe we were so broken we couldn't help but hurt other people. But when we met you, you began to give us this compassion for others that differed from us. And I pray for that compassion today. We are in a very divided world full of lots of philosophies and lots of religions and lots of ways of thinking about things. And everybody's different from us, and it is hard to love. But Lord Jesus, you show that you love the whole wide world when you died on that cross for all of us. You came into the world to love everyone. You found the outcast and you love them well. You listened to the woman at the well and dignified her story. You came to seek and save that which is lost, and you inaugurated a kingdom that there will be every knee, every tongue, every tribe, every language will kneel before your throne. You opened up heaven and the kingdom for the whole wide world and not just for the Jews, and you did it through the life and the death and the resurrection of your son. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for life change. We pray for more life change. We pray you would help us to love people in that same way. You caused the rain to fall on the righteous and the unjust. And so Lord, help us to love those who are unjust. Help us to love the pre-Pauls. And Lord, we lift up the pre-Pauls in our lives. We lift up those people who are far from you right now. and we take heart in this testimony of Paul's, that there can be a radical transformation. And so we place our friends, our loved ones, our family members in your hands who are far from you. And we sincerely and truly pray that you would rescue them just as you rescued the Apostle Paul. Help us to believe that you're big enough to do that, that you're powerful enough to do that. Help us to have the faith to believe in your ability to save. We lift them up to you and we place them in your hands. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you, for your diligence to listen and for your support. Today's podcast is brought to you, as I mentioned earlier this month, by Loved and Cherished, 100 Devotions for Girls by Michelle Niedert and Lynn Cowell. Here's one of the endorsements for this amazing study. It says this: Loved and Cherished is the reminder every little girl needs that no matter how they feel, what happens to them, or what others speak over them, God sees them for who they really are, a beautiful child deeply loved by Him. This delightful devotion offers simple, practical, and engaging hope throughout its pages and gifts the reader with a foundation of faith to last a lifetime. This was written by Ruth Schwenk. She's the founder of thebettermom.com and co-host of the Root Like Faith podcast, and she's author of the Better Mom Devotional. So this book is available now for your tween girls ages 8 through 12, and Loved and Cherished is beautiful. It's got this amazing cover, and it's available wherever books are sold. And so I hope you'll pick up a copy and just as a thank you for their sponsorship of Pray Every Day. And I'm really excited to see how this book is going to change the lives of girls before they hit some of those teenage years to really have the kind of foundation they need to understand the love of Jesus. And I pray that for you as well, that you would really, truly, I mean, the words of this book and the words of the book, the Bible, confirm that we are loved and cherished by the one who created us. Rest in that today.